I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I am so excited about this cold winter we've had and the effect that it might have on less appealing insect varieties.
Oh, you think the winter cold is going to be selective and just kill the insects you don't like? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was hoping.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the effect of the polar vortex, the extreme cold temperatures that we've experienced this winter, and what that might do to pest populations. It's a mixed bag. If you read the reports, there was a lot of hopefulness in the very beginning. Cooler heads have now prevailed, and it's going to be mixed. Most of our information is based on pest species because that's where the research money is. It's very anecdotal once you get beyond that. But the short answer is that all of these insects have evolved one way or the other to tolerate cold temperatures. I have no doubt that some of them will succumb to the freezing temperatures, but not all of them. There was an interesting study that I read about the hemlock woody adelgid, which is wiping out hemlock trees in our mountains. And in Connecticut, two significant populations showed a very remarkable decline because of the cold. A third did not.
Same species.
Same species. And so what that's telling me is that, sure, we may see some short-term effects. Those species that don't make it through the season, but those that do are adapted to that cold temperature, and those are the ones that are going to be reproducing next year and the year after that and the year after that. So if there was any question about whether they were cold hardy or not, there won't be after these survivors have been able to reproduce countless more generations. I don't think people should get their hopes up that somehow this is going to help us in any great way.
My Asian lady beetle.
Oh, the multicolored Asian lady beetles, right?
Yeah. Just for some reason, this is the worst year I've had them.
Well, it's the worst year because, in part, because it's been that cold. But usually that sort of movement is set up in the fall. That's when they're looking for these places to settle in.
They seem to be trying to get out.
Well, we're now starting to see warmer temperatures, and spring is sort of marked by, you know, these blasts of 2 or 3 days of very pleasant weather, and then we dip back down for a few days and then back to warmer weather. That's the triggering mechanism for these animals to start moving around and get ready to disperse, because once they do have several good days of weather, they'll be gone. And not all of them are going to have enough sense to go out. They're going to find their way in and be trapped in your windows or your light fixtures or just roaming around your house.
There's a significant population in that house.
You get to experience firsthand one of the great unnatural phenomenons that we've inflicted upon ourselves by introducing them here in the first place to eat aphids, because we just didn't have enough faith in the native predators and parasites and parasitoids to do that job for us.
My house now has an ambiance of multicolored Asian lady beetles.
An ambiance? You mean visually or aromatically?
Aromatically.
Yeah, I hear that in good numbers, they can add a little bit of aroma to the air.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.